Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Reigning in Life. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
You turn with me, please, this evening to the book of Romans. Book of Romans and the 5th chapter. And we'll read our text and pray and release our faith this evening. For some weeks now, I believe this is our 10th session, we've been ministering, speaking on the subject of reigning in life. Reigning in life. And our text is Romans 5. So let's read this and review just a bit and get into what I believe we should see tonight. Romans 5 and verse 17. He said, if by one man's offense death reigned by one, much more they which receive abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness shall reign in life by one Jesus Christ. By the abundance of grace, by the gift of righteousness, we are to reign, not just when we get to heaven, reign in life by our Lord, our Savior, Jesus, the Christ, the Anointed One. Now, if you've been with us, you know that we went back to Genesis and we saw that God created man to have dominion. We saw that through Adam and Eve bowing their knee to the enemy and obeying him, yielding to him instead of yielding to God, they transferred their authority to him. You don't rule over the one you yield to. That's why the scripture said, submit yourself to God. Resist the devil. He'll flee from you. So we've talked about how that we have been made righteous, and in righteousness we rule and reign. We talked about how condemnation makes Christians timid and fearful and condemned, and they won't step out and they won't rebuke a sickness there are millions of Christians on the planet. It never crossed their mind to command a fever to leave their baby. Did you hear me? Never crossed their mind to command the enemy to take his hands off their money and charge the angels to go and cause the supply to come in. They don't think like that at all. If they hear, some of us, they think we're strange. And yet that's how Jesus operated. I said, that's how Jesus operated, and there is no better example to follow than him. Right? He showed us how to do it. He spoke to fevers and they left. He spoke to trees and it obeyed. He spoke to wind and waves. He spoke to demons, right? He called to the dead and they rose up. Lazarus, come out of there. And he did. Somebody said, yeah, but he's God. He is, but he was not doing those things as God. He did them as a man, anointed with the Spirit. And he told us, if we'd believe on him, the works that he did, would we do also, and greater works than these we'd do, because he was going to the Father. We're to continue those works. We've begun reading in the book of Acts, in our regular, chapter per day reading. And if you notice how that book started off, it said, the former account, O Theophilus, I've written to you of all that Jesus began to teach and to do. The four gospel accounts are a record of all that Jesus finished? No. Now, when he went to the cross and he said it is finished, the redemption, offering and sacrifice that no other man could do, he's done. And he's been raised from the dead and is sitting at the right hand of the Father. Amen. And the work is done and the price is paid. Amen. Amen. But his ministry His ministry of teaching and preaching and power and deliverance and healing, all that he did, the book of Acts in the first couple of verses, first chapter, he said was the beginning. It was the beginning. And now you can see it reading the book of Acts. It's a continuation, right? Of what Jesus started and now continues to do through his body, the church on the earth. How many believe and understand the book of Acts is still being written? I don't know what chapter we're in now, but it's still being written. And there's supposed to be exploits being done, miracles being accomplished, right? Just as it was in the days of the beginning. So we've talked about a number of things. We talked about fellowshipping with the Lord and boldness in our last session. But I'd like for you to go with me this evening to the book of Job. Can any good thing come out of Job? It's amazing that so much of the church, we're going to Job 22. So much of the church, all they know about Job is pain, strain, and I guess I'm like poor old Job, and completely miss the punchline. Have you ever read the book of Job? Anybody know how it ended up? Job got healed and got twice as much money and stuff as he had. And he was a multi-billionaire when it started. Go figure it up. I'm not just pulling a word out of, off the top of my head. Multi-billionaire. Figure up all the stuff he had that's listed and the current value of it. And then try to get an idea of what it would take to take care of that kind of stuff. Right? Growing up in the South, I heard this phrase, poor as Job's turkey. You ever heard that before? If Job had a turkey, it'd be $1,000 turkey. The man was a multi-billionaire, right? But here in Job, notice this. We've talked about this before in this study, but I want to go into it in some more detail tonight. Job 22, 28. Well, this is so good. Let's back up to 21. Job 22:21. Acquaint now yourself with him and be at peace. Thereby good shall come to you. Receive, I pray you, the law from his mouth and lay up his words in your heart. If you return to the Almighty, you shall be built up. You shall put away iniquity far from your tabernacles. Then shall you lay up gold as dust. Am I reading the Bible? Does this belong to believers? And the gold of Ophir as stones of the brooks. Yea, the Almighty shall be your defense, and you shall have plenty of silver. How many claim that verse for yourself? Yes. For then you'll have your delight in the Almighty. You'll lift up your face to God. You'll make your prayer to Him. He'll hear you. You'll pay your vows. You shall also decree a thing, and it shall be established to you, and the light shall shine upon your ways. Glory to God. What a wonderful word from the Lord. How many understand this word wouldn't be any more true or powerful if the Lord himself came through the ceiling right now and stood and looked at you and told you these words? It's not any less the word of God because we read it off this page. Amen. Said out loud, the word of God, is God speaking to me. I receive his words for myself. I expect their fulfillment in my life. You remember what Mary said when the angel told her about the conception of Jesus. What'd you say? Behold, the handmaid of the Lord, be it to me. In other words, just like what you said, let it happen to me. According to your word, be it to me. You receive it. When the Lord tells you something, you don't just go, well, we'll see. But you just never know. That's blatant unbelief. And it angers the Lord, I'm telling you. People think it's not a big deal. Study and see what made the Lord angry. Unbelief. I mean, aggravated him. Made him angry. So it is an issue. It's a big deal. Notice that scripture again. He said, you shall what? Verse 28. You shall decree a thing, and what'll happen? Is that another way of saying it'll happen?
Yes.
It'll come to pass?
Yep.
You shall decree a thing, and it'll be established to you, and the light will shine on your ways. Now, we're talking about ruling and reigning in life. And without turning there, let me just read these to you. We've looked at these before, but let me remind you. Revelation 5:10 says that we've been made to our God kings and priests, and we shall reign on the earth. Ecclesiastes 8, we've studied these before, I'm just reminding you. Ecclesiastes 8, 4 and 5 says, where the word of a king is, there is power. Where the what? The word of a king. You shall decree a thing. Well, you're going to do that through words. How will we rule and reign in life? Through our words. Through our decrees. Kings reign with words, like we've said before. If the king wants a ditch dug, he doesn't look for a shovel. Right? If he's the king. And he's got all these subjects and he's got all these helpers and all these armies and all these. If he wants a ditch dug, how does he get it dug? He says something, right? He says, let the ditch be dug. And somebody's going to go running for a shovel. Is that right? Because he's the king. He's to be obeyed. Well, you and I are to rule and reign in this life as kings, and kings rule with their words. Now, I've heard this, thank God for the teaching of Brother Hagin, Kenneth Hagin, on this subject of confession and words, and other men like Charles Capps and Kenneth Copeland and Jerry Savelle, and the list goes on and on. You know, I began to hear some of these things some decades ago. Changed my life forever. And in reviewing and thinking about these things again, stirring myself up on them, you just begin to see it's more important than you thought it was. It is so vital. Our words are so important. So important.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Ruling with Righteous Words, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615, or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R-1001J. That's R-1001J, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Faith be to God.